This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. You can join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More about the Department of Justice. They are upset that these technology companies, they're not working well with the government. They're not doing what the government wants them to, which is to say, build them a back door into all of their encryption methods, which, of course, means that encryption would be completely pointless, because if the government can get into it, well, it's nice that you can hide your, you know, whatever it is you need to hide from, let's say, a business associate or somebody else in your household or whatever, but you can't hide it from the government. And that's the way they want things, but it's not going that direction. They're upset because the technology companies are continuing to harden their encryption. They're making their encryption a better product over time rather than building in backdoors for the government. So we'll tell you more about that, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dave Ridley is on the line with us on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. There was something that I think sort of got missed from a couple of months ago, maybe more than a couple of months ago, but I just saw it recently when I was looking at the Libertarian Party announcement of a new state rep joining here in New York.
Okay.
So Daryl Perry, I guess former LP presidential hopeful, was saying that, I guess the, I think it was Daryl that said this, one of the speakers at this event said that the Libertarian Caucus actually had, they walked out of the State House in protest over something, or they walked out of the legislative chamber. Do you know anything about that?
I did see some kind of headline about that, but I don't know what it was about.
Okay, I'm glad it made it into someone's headlines, but by and large, it's just been ignored, and it's one of those things that I just now noticed, but I think that this happened in protest over the budget when, you know, when the Speaker of the House was trying to pass a budget increase.
The now gone Speaker of the House.
Yeah, thank God. But I don't know. I don't really know the details. I just thought it should get more attention.
Okay. So, unfortunately, none of us know the details either, so we really wouldn't be able to tell you anything more about that. I'm glad that we have a Libertarian caucus. I know that Caleb Dyer, who is the head of that caucus, he was the first state representative earlier this year, a former Republican, to make the flip to the Libertarian Party. He was followed by another gentleman from Keene, actually, Joe Stalkop, and then another
Democrat,
and then another Republican. So there are three Libertarians who have made the flip. They've created this Libertarian caucus there. I think that's really awesome news. Nothing like that exists anywhere else in the country. And Caleb is one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, so I'd love to have him contribute more about sort of the goings-on of, you know, what's happening within the Libertarian Caucus, the positions that they're taking. And we are still just, you know, in the very beginnings of the 2018 session, if you will. They haven't really officially got the ball rolling on, you know, the real, like, bulk of the hearings that are going to be happening. Those usually start, I believe, in mid or early January. So maybe we'll see more out of them at that time. But, you know, it can be hard to be a state representative and to handle your own publicity at the same time. So, I mean, we can't blame them for maybe not doing the best job in the world of publicizing their own efforts. That's sort of, to some extent, our job. But ultimately, if nobody tells us about it, then we can't do much, can we, Dave?
No, but I've always been kind of skeptical, you know, of Libertarian Party type efforts. But it seems like over and over again, this little caucus and Jaletta Jarvis, the possible gubernatorial candidate, they keep doing little things that are worth talking about. And so if it's worth talking about, I'm sort of not against it anymore. Now I'm thinking, you know, maybe LP activism you know, maybe it's useful after all.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Of course, the Libertarian Party activism in New Hampshire is useful because we are actually having an impact here. Libertarians elsewhere in the country basically are spinning their wheels and, you know, doing very little. I mean, every now and then they'll reach some new people with the ideas, and there's some value there. But if they want to actually have a chance at getting elected, if they want to have a real impact on the political process, then you got to move to where other libertarians exist and exist in large numbers, and that's New Hampshire.
Well, I know that
I'm sorry. This is Dave.
Dave Ridley. So I know Ernie Hancock out in Arizona. He's told me that apparently there's a certain amount of dialogue that goes on between the Libertarians and the Democrats there. The Democrats will fund Libertarian activities in Arizona with the intention of drawing votes away from the Republicans so that the Democrats have a chance to win. I know that Republicans here in New Hampshire have similar concerns.
Yeah, and I'm not dismissing that. That's always been my concern too. And I could be wrong that the LP is doing less good than harm. If there's some harm they're doing that I'm not seeing very well, then that could be the case. But as long as you know they're doing some good, I guess I'm going to talk about the good they're doing.
I'm sorry, I don't buy the claim that libertarians will spoil an election one way or another. I don't care. It's been my observation that libertarians can attract votes from both the Republicans and the Democrats, and more importantly, can attract votes from non-party affiliated people, from independents. And in New Hampshire, the majority of the voters here are the undeclareds. They're the people who are not interested in one party or another. They're just people who don't want to be aligned with the two main political parties, and they're more independent, more likely to look at the candidates and really consider them based on who they are and what they stand for rather than their political party. That's one thing that I think makes New Hampshire special, that we have so many independents and undeclared folks here.
Well, I can tell you this. You know, Chris Sununu, who's the governor of New Hampshire, but, you know, a lot of liberty activists seem to have, you know, they may not be enamored with him, but they think that he has his good points. I voted
for... the previous person had their good points, too.
Nah, she really didn't.
No, she had very few.
She signed medical cannabis.
Yeah, you know, finally, after being clubbed over the head to release her, you know, death grip on the police union.
She also signed the increase of the amount of money you get credited towards a fine per day you sit in jail. I mean, I can find things
Chris
she signed
Sununu
that was
did,
good.
More good than she did in his first week.
I would agree with you. Sununu has been better than she is, but I can find good things that both of these people did, and I bet you I can find bad things that Chris Sununu did.
I'm not disagreeing with you that she has done good things in her life.
What does that have to do with libertarians?
Well, I voted for the Libertarian in the election. The Libertarian drew my vote away when it would have potentially, in his absence, the Libertarian's absence, gone to Chris Sununu, right?
So that's just a case study. There's probably people who would have voted for the Democrat but voted for the Libertarian. Because libertarians attract people from all across the political spectrum, because our message is a moral message, one that says you shouldn't use aggressive force against your neighbor. And there's nothing saying that Republicans believe that any more or less than Democrats do.
If you're a person who is somewhat in the know about what the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is doing, you know, contact me and tell me what's going on, and I can, you know, amplify it a little bit.
I know the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is obviously gearing up to run a bunch of candidates coming up in 2018. They, of course, in 2016, for the first time in 20 years, did get ballot access at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats, so a big accomplishment for the new Libertarian Party here, which back in the end of 2016 was taken over by our very own Daryl W. Perry and Roger Paxton, who were two people who migrated here, as we all did, as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Oh, and just to clarify, Dave, I was just looking around to see if I could find that story about the Libertarian Party caucus walking out. Apparently it was a post that you made on the Shire Society Forum is what I saw. So the headline that I saw was the one that you wrote about it. So I think we're at an impasse here. Nobody knows anything about this.
Yeah, that's, yeah. A tree fell in the forest and no one heard it.
Yeah, it's so important for libertarians in New Hampshire to publicize their efforts and their actions so we can get that out there and express to folks who are on the outside how different and how special a place this is and how many cool things are really happening here. Because there's a lot more than we could possibly report on, even if we did know about them. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We're coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog. Immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want.
Our
number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. It is Skype username lrn.fm that allows you to contact us to bring up whatever it is that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Blink Home Security. This thing is so easy to set up, and it's pretty inexpensive, too. When I got it, I just plugged the hub into my router and downloaded the app, hooked in the cameras, and now I can, you know, I get notifications whenever something moves in front of the cameras at the prescribed time. I have it set for certain times. And also, I can go check in at my house anytime I want. I can look on what's going on right now. Chances are good. Nothing. But that's
so
what you
can totally
see.
Creep on Daryl when he's sitting in on your house sitting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I think I'm going to set Daryl up on the system because it makes more sense that he be able to use it while I'm away. But anyway, but by the way, for those that don't know, I am taking off on Monday and will be gone for some period of time. Hopefully, we'll be back sometime during this winter. Anyway, you can get 3 Blink cams for the price of what the other guys charge for one by just visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Go there, check it out. I think you'll find that this system is as good as I say, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue here, we've been talking about the Department of Justice and their one of their boss men doing the interview for Politico Pro, where they're complaining about the tech companies in the United States who are putting up a barrier against the U.S. federal government. They're not letting them have a back door into their encryption technologies, which I think is good news, but he calls it unreasonable. Now, according to ArsTechnica.com, the DOJ's position runs counter to the consensus of information security experts who say that it's impossible to build the strongest encryption system that would also allow the government access under certain conditions. Bruce Schneier, a well-known cryptographer, wrote last year, quote, "Of course, criminals and terrorists have used and are using and will use encryption to hide their planning from authorities, just as they will use many aspects of society's capabilities and infrastructure, cars, restaurants, telecommunications. In general," Schneier says, "we recognize that such things can be used by both honest and dishonest people. Society thrives nonetheless because the honest so outnumber the dishonest. Compare this with the tactic of secretly poisoning all the food at a restaurant. Yes, we might get lucky and poison a terrorist before he strikes, but we'll harm all the innocent customers in the process. Weakening encryption for everyone is harmful in exactly the same way." Now, I would have put it in this way, in that the government has been proven to be dishonest.
Yeah.
Like, we know that the government are made up of liars and thieves and other various sorts of criminals. So while the government would like you to believe that they're just working for you, they're working for the safety of all Americans. I'm sorry, but we've seen plenty of examples of government horrors, government murders, government, you know.
The evidence isn't even weighed in their direction.
Right. Government lies, fabrications, you know, putting innocent people in prison. And I'm sorry, if we're talking about human beings in government, it's inevitable that you're going to be dealing with some corrupt and some very bad individuals. You look at the Silk Road case. Even in that case, you had a couple of federal agents who took plea deals because they were stealing the Bitcoin that they took from the Silk Road, which is an underground darknet marketplace.
And they also found fabricating evidence, but we're not sure what.
Yeah, there was definitely some fabricated evidence.
But, of course, this guy needs to go to prison for 2 life sentences.
You're talking about the guy running the Silk Road, right. Russ Ulbricht. So, you know, I'm sorry, you can't trust the government, to be honest. Yes, every now and then, they do go after real criminals. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, they also consider things like sharing a movie online to be a criminal act. They also consider things like selling, a quarter pound of marijuana to be a criminal act. They think all kinds of things that involve 2 consenting adults, two or more consenting adults, to be criminal acts. And as long as you have, in my opinion, a criminal government out there, there's no way in hell that they should have access to encryption technologies like this. Going on, Rosenstein, this is the bureaucrat, closed his interview by noting he understands re-engineering encryption to accommodate government may make it weaker. He said, quote, "And I think that's a legitimate issue we can debate. How much risk are we willing to take in return for the reward?" What's the reward exactly?
What exactly is the reward?
He says, "My point is simply that I think somebody needs to consider what's on the other side of the balance. There's a cost to having impregnable security, and we've talked about some of the aspects of that. The cost is that criminals are going to be able to get away with stuff, and that's
what are the criminals going to get away with? It's going to be terrorism, right? Well, why does terrorism exist? Because the government is meddling in other governments and other regions' business.
Primarily.
I got an idea. Get them the hell out of it, and then you won't have that problem. Mostly. I mean, you know, there probably will be some religious nutjob that says, all Christians must die.
I mean,
but not very many. Secondly, what are we talking about here? Drug dealers, organized crime? Their big money comes from drugs, prostitution, gambling, right?
Prohibitions.
Well, prohibitions. Get the governments out of prohibitions. Libertarians have just solved your criminality problem, and you can keep your encryption. Look, problem solved.
Well, also, let's look at the example of this shooter, the one in Texas that they couldn't break into his phone.
Yep.
Last time I checked, he's dead. So you don't have a prosecution to engage in with that particular guy. If you're dealing with somebody who's going and blasting away innocent people in a public place, there's not really going to be any evidence on the phone that you're going to need to retrieve to prove that this man did that shooting, right?
Yeah, I think they want to know why.
They're probably interested in seeing if he had a conversation with ISIS or something like that, right?
Or any direct accomplices that might be planning any additional attacks in the immediate future.
Sure. I mean, that's a speculative thing. It's certainly possible he wasn't alone, you know, in his planning of this, but it's more likely that he was. I mean, so many of these shooters, whether it be the guy in Vegas or this guy, they've always seemed to be lone nuts, you know, with the exception of the Columbine shooters who actually did it as
a pair of nuts.
Yeah, but their conversations.
Well, the Las Vegas guy supposedly had, you know, some woman or something, right?
I mean, he had a girlfriend.
Girlfriend, but
she wasn't there.
There was questions around that, though, weren't there?
I thought she was out of the country at the time.
I don't know.
Anyway, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Regardless, maybe they could learn something from being able to get into this person's phone, and maybe that would be of some kind of value.
Sure.
But whatever the value is, it's not higher than the value of being able to keep information from the government, the very same government that wants to put innocent, peaceful people in prison cells just so they can fund a larger prison industrial complex.
Right, and let's not forget that if you give police law enforcement, the government, the ability to crack a phone when something like this occurs, something terrible like this occurs. They can also crack it whenever somebody goes across the border or enters a TSA checkpoint or anything like that. Do you really want to give the power to the government to get into your phone every time you cross the border or get into a TSA check line?
Definitely not.
Because that's going to take, it's going to add a lot more time, and you're going to have a lot of things, you know those dank memes that you've been posting? One of those TSA agents is probably going to have some questions about the dark humor that you've got.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You, of course, can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Let's get to a little bit of good news. New Jersey weed man found not guilty on one of the witness tampering counts. The jury was hung on count number two. Update from NJ.com.
He definitely didn't tamper with this juror, but maybe that one.
No, it wasn't jury tampering, Mark. It was witness tampering in this case. So for those that may not be familiar, and I don't know how detailed Olivia Rizzo here from NJ.com gets into, but yeah, let me give you a little bit of background on this case. New Jersey weed man, probably the most prominent marijuana decrim/legalization advocate in New Jersey. He has been targeted, of course, as, you know, again, we're talking about the government here. They are not good people, so they're going after a peaceful man who just wants to allow people to smoke cannabis on his property. He had a restaurant that he was running called New Jersey Weed Man's Joint, I believe. and he opened it up right across the street from City Hall and the police station there in Trenton. He also had a church that he opened next door to that. And again, these were places where marijuana, cannabis users, medical patients were welcomed. The police raided that location. They arrested approximately 11 associates as well as New Jersey weed man. And it was determined later on that there was an undercover informant who was attending this place, the restaurant and the church, and hanging out and, you know, getting to know people and working himself into these circles. And ultimately, he's the one who is the state's key witness against these folks. And when New Jersey Weed Man figured out who it was, they revealed him publicly.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry.
Witness tampering.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That should be legal to do. This is somebody who took a risk. You know, a lot of times the informants are told, oh, yeah, we'll protect you. Go on in there. You can be our snitch, and we'll protect you. We won't even charge you for the thing we arrested you for.
Vast majority of the time. I don't know how to say anything more than that.
99%. Because,
yeah, 99%+ chance is that, you know, either the charges will be dropped or there'll be a plea bargain. The idea that there'll be a jury trial, I mean, yes, other than the fact that this is New Jersey Weed Man, like, you would have been able to presume because he's won so many cases that there would have been a jury trial in his case. But anybody else, the chances are just approach zero.
Exactly. But nonetheless, they did find somebody to go in and take this particular role, and then New Jersey Weed Man spread the information, and his friends spread information to the community about, hey, here's a snitch. Look out for this guy. Here's his picture. We know who this guy is. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the dude's name. But we did talk about him the first time we learned about him. We did find out who it was. And I'll see if I can pull that up here shortly. But anyway, the point being that what you're saying here, Mark, is normally an informant is never called to the stand. Normally the informant just gets to snitch. The cops arrest the person. The person takes the plea deal. Case closed. But in the case of New Jersey Weed Man, or in the case of, let's say, Rich Paul, who's a co-host on Free Talk Live for a while, who also didn't take the plea deal, well, we got to see what the undercover agents looked like. Or in the case of Weeda Claus here in New Hampshire, we got to see what the undercover agents looked like in that case.
You couldn't take pictures during court, though.
That's right. They wouldn't let any cameras into the courtroom. There was one video camera, but it had to face the wall during the undercover agents testifying. But we all saw them. And then when later on, it was actually after your court hearing in Sunapee or wherever it was, Newport, in New Hampshire, we were going to a restaurant afterwards when me, Pete, and Ademo from copblock.org noticed one of those very same undercover officers sitting in a car talking to some kid in another car in a parking lot, like, you know, driver's side window to driver's side window.
Cop parking.
And one of us noticed this and said, hey, isn't that guy from, you know, that undercover cop from that trial? And I'm like, yeah, that looks like him. And so we took off running over there, and the dude screeched his tires, peeling out of the parking lot. He couldn't get away from us quickly enough. And then turns out that the kid in the car was about to sell him an oxycodone. He'd actually, the cop had handed him $20, and the kid was supposedly getting the oxy out of wherever he had it stashed. But we intervened at just the right time to prevent that kid from getting arrested for a felony drug dealing charge. So that was one of the sort of unintended positive consequences of having Weeda Claus take his case to trial, because we actually got to see the undercover agent. Same thing in this case with the guy down in Jersey.
None of you guys there, you enterprising young activists, snuck in some kind of fake camera, you know, that looking like something else, and took pictures of these guys while they were on the stand, so that you could then distribute them online, so that other activists would know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you, Mark, if anybody did anything like that.
Well, they didn't distribute them because I would have seen them, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to comment on anything about that. So, anyway, back to the story out of Trenton, where the jury found N.J. Weedman, Ed Fortune, not guilty of the more serious witness tampering crime that he was charged with, and then was hung on the second count of the same charge. The marijuana advocate was visibly excited with the outcome. Once the jury had cleared the court, Fortune raised his hands in victory before making an oral motion to Mercer County Judge Anthony Massey to reopen his detention hearing. NJ Weedman does remain jailed. Massey noted the oral request but said it needed to be properly filed. As the jury was leaving the courtroom, Fortune leaned down into the microphone and thanked them. Late Thursday, in a call from the Mercer County Jail, Fortune said, quote, "To all the jurors, thank you. I've always believed in the jury system, and in this case, it worked out. I'm happy as hell."
In this case, it worked out. I haven't always believed in the jury system. Interestingly,
there are plenty of cases where it has not worked out.
Yeah, the United States is very, very rare. It's an outlier in the world as far as jury trials. Usually you get a panel of judges.
In court, clad in a red and black suit, Fortune had given supporters sitting behind him a quick thumbs up before the jury entered the courtroom. Moments later, they found him not guilty of a second-degree witness tampering charge and was hung on the third-degree charge. Neither Mercer County assistant prosecutors who tried the case commented on the outcome, saying the matter was still pending. Prosecutors allege the marijuana rights advocate publicly outed the witness, who he believes informed on him to authorities in the investigation that led to the 2016 drug raid of his Trenton restaurant. The prosecutor's office now has 120 days to retry Fortune or dismiss the charge. A status conference date will be set to discuss the future of the case. In the Thursday night call, Fortune reiterated his stance that there will be no plea bargains, and if the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office wants to try him again, he's ready for round two. He said, "I am going to trial." After the verdicts, a group of his supporters were initially happy when the jury ruled that Fortune was not guilty on the first count, but became frustrated when they learned he would not be released from jail. Debbie Madeo, Fortune's fiance, says that's not what he's guilty of. He's guilty of being an a-hole. Madeo said she's worried Fortune will remain in jail for several more months until a new trial can begin. She then echoed statements Fortune has made in the past about not receiving a fair trial. During the trial, prosecutors argued Fortune had badgered the witness online and had sent mail to his neighbors. Fortune testified that he was an ass and he posted on social media a lot, but he didn't believe that what he was doing was illegal and the prosecutors were pursuing a fake case. So he's still in jail. I hope that they can get bail on this. I don't know if he's in jail just on these charges or also in jail on the running a marijuana related, you know, business, whatever those charges were that they'd initially hit him with. Because remember, the witness tampering charges came after he was already raided by Trenton police for running this restaurant and the church, where people were encouraged to bring cannabis to sell or to share cannabis at that location. So I'm not real clear on the status of those charges right now. So if you know more about the NJ Weedman case, you want to give us an update, please join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But regardless, kudos to NJ Weedman, who basically defended himself in this particular case. I believe he had a standby counsel, but I think that he took on this case on his own.
Yes, it's a good thing, because he wouldn't have won otherwise.
I think that's the right move to make in that case.
In some cases.
Yeah. So, more on the way here. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, more so than ever, I would say. Dash hitting recent highs within the last, several days?
Yeah, it's a good day to be a Dash owner.
Sure is. Good week to be a Dash owner. You can get some on your own. Just go to Dash.org and learn a lot more about it there. I'm pretty excited about Dash because they have announced that in their upcoming hard fork that the Dash community had agreed with, like 99%. So this is not a contentious fork in any way, shape, or form. We've talked a lot about the contentious forks of the Bitcoin movement here, and we're going to actually bring that back up here in just a moment. I know, Johnson, you had a story about that. But there's been a lot of difficulty and frustration and anger within the Bitcoin community over different directions that programmers want to go. The Dash community seems to be united behind the idea of increasing their block size, which is the big controversy within Bitcoin. Dash is doing it. They're moving ahead to a 2-megabyte block already, even though they're nowhere close to filling up the 1-megabyte blocks right now.
So these guys are future, you know, they're future proofing this as much as they possibly can. And then you've also got the major announcement, which I think probably spurred a lot of the excitement. This is speculation, obviously. I don't know why coins go up or down in price, but I would say that it's definitely a good bit of publicity for Dash.
Did somebody found out that Free Talk Live's renewed their advertising contract with Dash?
No, but that's good news. But no, what I was going to refer to was the idea that, you know, Dash is going to lower their transaction fees. So right now, you might spend on the high end, let's say, 2 or 3 cents for a Dash transaction. Coming soon, and I don't know when this hard fork's supposed to go into play. It's probably sometime this year, but I don't have an exact date for it. I suspect I could probably find that if I dug around enough. But at some point, they're going to do this hard fork, and they're going to lower the transaction costs to a third of a penny per transaction. And that's supposed to be a flat fee. So no more worrying about how much a transaction is going to be like we do with Bitcoin every time. Every time I pull a Bitcoin wallet up, I'm like, well, how much is it going to be this time? $5? $10? $12? Just to send, you know, $2
worth of Bitcoin? I kind of think it's the Bitcoin fees that drove it, not so much the Dash lowering its, announcing that it's going to lower its transaction fee. Dash's transaction fee was already 1 or 2 cents. I mean, I just sent a transaction today for a penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty common with
Dash. Pre-fork. So that's the price.
But now they've got to compete with Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin Cash is trying to be a lower fee version of Bitcoin, but it's not going to beat Dash because Dash, they've had this planned for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that. My theory is that people, you know, first they ran to Bitcoin Cash, and then they thought, you know, then some of them, if they decided to run, they decided, you know what, Dash is a better place to run. So
my only difficulty here with Dash is that it's just not as well known as Bitcoin, right? Like, if so, Johnson, you're helping mm-hmm. me design some advertisements right now. We're going to be doing some local advertising as we started doing a year ago. Actually, a year ago, the Shire Free Church started to run local ads here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. We started with radio, and then a few months later, in mid 2017, we moved from radio into newsprint. And you did some of those ads, and at that mm-hmm. time, we were promoting Bitcoin, and right. we were giving away $10 worth of Bitcoin to anybody who would respond to the ad. Now, we only put the ads in local media, so it wasn't an available offer to somebody outside of this particular region. The idea was we wanted people in this area to learn about Bitcoin, to learn about cryptocurrency, and to get some of it. You know, your first hit's free, that kind of thing. So now that Bitcoin is basically unusable for retail transactions, and in the Keene area, like in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, we have, in New Hampshire, two of the arguably the highest number of Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita anywhere in the world. So in this place, you can actually spend cryptocurrency. You can go downtown in Keene, New Hampshire, and you can spend Bitcoin on anything in the corner store, Corner News, or the local burger shop, or one of the pizza places, Little Zoe's Pizza. There's a barbecue place. If you want to spend the $5 to $10 fee to do that, it used to be $2 or a dollar or 50 cents or whatever.
Isn't it there's some kind of payment processor in Japan that makes it so that you can spend Bitcoin basically at any store in Japan?
I don't know anything about that.
That's my understanding of it. But the store isn't accepting Bitcoin. You can pay in Bitcoin, if that makes sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense because, you know, if you want to look at it that way, then the Coinbase Shift card allows that too, where you can use this debit card looking thing that is loaded behind the scenes with Bitcoin, and then you're arguably paying with Bitcoin, but the merchant receives cash in those transactions. What does the merchant receive in Japan in this particular case?
Probably whatever they want.
So, I mean, if the merchant hasn't consented to accepting cryptocurrency, then they're probably not going to be receiving cryptocurrency.
That's right.
So I've got something actually on that, you know, you're talking about doing this, you know, switching from advertising Bitcoin.
To Dash.
Yeah. But I actually want to say, you know, if people are talking about cryptocurrency in general, right? So I actually did a project kind of recently where I'm trying to help kind of push along a logo for cryptocurrency as a general sort of thing. Like, we need a graphic for representing cryptocurrency.
Oh, nobody had done this, right? Nobody had done this before you.
There were some people who were attempting it. and not doing a great job.
You're
in
a
my
graphics
opinion.
Professional.
Yeah, I'm a graphics professional. There was a logo out there that I thought was a fairly good stab at it, and I kind of modified based on some German designer. So I reworked what had been some of the work that had been done to make a more symmetrical, kind of individualized unit logo so that it could be put in places without unbalancing a design. Yeah. The original design that I had seen, the attempts at this, you know, were hard to work with. So I made a version that I released as a public domain logo. It's free for anyone to use.
You put it on Wikipedia, right?
I put it on Wikipedia.
So if you look up cryptocurrency on Wikipedia, is it still there?
Originally it was there, but the editors of Wikipedia, they yank things really, really fast. So if anybody wants to see this, it's tinyurl.com/cryptologo.
Okay.
And that's all one word, cryptologo. Tinyurl.com/cryptologo. It's free. Anyone can use this logo if you have a cryptocurrency podcast or cryptocurrency whatever. You want a logo to represent cryptocurrencies. Like there's a pound symbol, a yen symbol, yeah, a dollar symbol. You know, cryptocurrency needs a symbol, a generic symbol. I mean, there was the Bitcoin symbol, which is the B with the little lines on it.
Yep.
But cryptocurrency hasn't really had a symbol thus far, and I want to help change that.
How can... Okay, so you put it on Wikipedia. They pulled it.
They pulled
it. How do you deal with that?
The file is still on Wikipedia, so it is a vector, SVG, scalable vector format graphics.
You can scale it as large as you want.
Yeah, it's a scalable vector format, scalable vector graphic format file, which is an open standard. It's available on Wikipedia still. However, they pulled it from the cryptocurrency entry. And the reason that they said it is obviously is like, you say this is a proposed logo. Who's using this logo? And the answer is,
nobody.
Well, me. Yeah. Because no one else has really done this. So, who's going
to
use it? So, it's, the Wikipedia editors, I've never been a huge fan of most of the people who are regular editors of Wikipedia.
So what do you do instead? I mean, do you go to Reddit? Do you go to different places like the Bitcoin Talk forums or like places where crypto people are and like post a new thread?
I could start going crazy with it and try to. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've released it in the public domain. It's up to people to use it if they want to use it. I mean, there's nothing else out there right now, so I don't really know.
But if you want them to know about it,
about
it here.
Yeah, we're talking about it here. We'll see.
But, if you want the crypto community to know about it, maybe put it in certain places where a lot of those people hang out and get some feedback. Maybe somebody will see it and be like, yeah, I got to put that on my website.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's what I'm going to, slowly do. I've got other things that I'm worrying about now.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if you're ready to talk about that. We should probably let the amplifiers in on the other thing first. That's what I'm thinking, because they like to know about things first.
Okay.
And they're more likely to be cool with like beta testing. Because it's still kind of a beta.
Yeah, it is.
So we're not going to say more about it right now on the air. But put together a post for the AMP Facebook group. And I can send something out to the AMP email list so all those folks can get it too. So if you're an amplifier, you're going to get to find out first what Johnson's talking about here. And I think you're going to be pretty excited about it. It's been something that's been a long time coming. We'll say that. And that might tell you what it is. Hour number three coming up.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.